Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode number 71 of the JB Sism Show. Today we're talking understanding your potential. I'm going to help you find your passion in three easy steps.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at the JB Sism Show. Well, my friends, today we're going to be talking about finding your passion and discovering what your potential really is. You know, I've asked myself numerous times, why do I write? It's not so much a question of not knowing the answer, it's about keeping the vision of why I'm writing at the forefront of my mind and at the forefront of my heart. And if we don't know our why, we'll never accomplish our heart's desire. Well, in today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at why it's so easy to let passion fall to the wayside. For most people, they have a hard time discovering what their passion is or what their potential is and what their why is. So, to truly take our message to the next level, we must first discover what that potential is. Well, I'm excited about today's episode. It's going to be a good one. Well, my friends, this is episode number 71 of the JB Sism Show. Let's get this thing going. Well, it is fun to be sitting back behind the microphone again, and it's about 10 o'clock at night, and I am really, really excited. So, actually, really doesn't take me a whole lot to get excited. But today I was just sitting in my office thinking, why is it that I write? Why is it that I am doing what I am doing? And why do I want to keep writing? You know, I have two books out right now on Amazon.com. I have a weekly blog that I write. I just started writing for the Huffington Post. I write occasionally for a couple other blogs. I'm on the board for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. I mean, you name it. And I feel like I have come to some form of achievement in my life in the area of writing. But when I take a step back, I ask myself, why do I write? Now, I open the show by saying it's not so much a question of not knowing the answer, but it's about keeping the vision of why I'm writing at the forefront of my heart. Well, this past weekend, I was at a pastor's retreat. I knew about the retreat, for a few months now, but I kept hemming and hawing and wondering, do I go, do I not go? And I did not decide to go to this pastor's retreat until the very last moment. My wife had actually already taken off a day for work, and I still had not yet decided. I had a lot of stuff I have to get done here at home. Our daughter's one-year birthday party is just around the corner. So I had all these projects I had to do. I have everything on my plate that I got to get accomplished. But something on the inside of me was saying, Jason, you got to go. You have to go to this retreat. So I said to my wife, I think I need to go. So I get in the car. It is a 45 to 50 minute drive from our house. So I get in the car, I drive to where the retreat is, and the first night was hit out of the park. And basically, the whole event was kicked off with a message by Ken Roberts. Now, Ken Roberts, I met him this last summer at the H&I Summer Conference, and he was talking about the different levels a leader goes through in their life. And I've been feeling for a while that there's something coming on the horizon, but I'm not at the place where I need to make that shift. But yet, the topic that he was talking about was helping me process where it is that I'm at in my life and how I'm gaining the tools and the knowledge and the experience before I have to make the decision I need to make. And so I think there's going to be, in the next 5 to 10 years, there's going to be a major shift in my life, but I don't know what that shift is going to be yet. I do know it's going to probably be in the area of online coaching, online ministry. And that's really what this podcast is all about. It's helping you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in your life. My goal is to give you the tools that you need so that your life is transformed, so that you are equipped to reach the world with your message. And I believe we all have a message to share. And if we don't take the time to get our message out into the world, we don't take the time to really begin crafting what it is that is on our heart, people aren't going to wait for it. They're going to go to somebody else. And so if you want to impact the world and you want to take your message to the next level, not only is this a great podcast to listen to because I'm going to give you the know-how, the tools, and the experience because I've lived the experience and I want to help you get there so that you can help people go further in their lives. And so I don't care if you start a podcast, I don't care if you start a blog, or you write that book that you're wanting to write, or you're in public speaking, there's something we can all do to take our message and our craft to the next level. So one of the things that I've been doing lately is doing a lot of reading. And if you're like me and you read a lot of books and you read a lot of blog posts, you need something to just kick back, take your shoes off, and listen to a good story. Well, a few years ago, I signed up for Audible.com, and I downloaded The Hunger Games, and I hadn't listened to it until the last week or so. I started listening to The Hunger Games, and I have enjoyed it because it has allowed me to relax, get out of the mind of creating content, get out of the mindset of reading stuff to fill up my tank again to create better content. I just need something to relax to. And Audible.com has given me that opportunity. So here's the deal. You are going to get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at jbsism.com/audible. And I encourage you, download The Hunger Games or download another book and listen. It's completely free. No money to you. And you get to enjoy a free audiobook download. And if at the end of the 30 days you don't like their service, you get to keep the audiobook as their thank you. Download your free audiobook today at jbsism.com/audible. So in today's episode, we're talking about potential. Potential is one of these things that we all have, but very, very few people tap into what their potential is. And so I want to give you 3 steps in finding your potential. So number one, we have to answer the question, what is potential? What is potential? Well, here's my definition of potential, and it's very similar to what you'll find in the dictionary. Potential is this. It is dormant ability, reserved power, untapped strength, unused success, hidden talents, and capped capability. So potential is dormant ability, it's reserve power, untapped strength, unused success, hidden talents. So potential is what you are capable of doing, but yet have not jumped into yet. One of my favorite authors, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was a pastor out in the Caribbean, wrote a book called Understanding Your Potential. And here's what he said in the very first page. He said, all you can be, but have not yet become. All you can do, but not yet have done. How far you can reach, but have not yet reached. What you can accomplish, but have not yet accomplished. Potential is unexposed ability and latent power. So it is unexposed ability and latent power. In other words, potential gives us the ability to tap into something so beautiful, so powerful, that we are able to change the world. But if we don't do anything and we don't tap into that potential, we don't tap into our hidden talents, we're never going to accomplish anything. You see, God has given us limitless potential. Limitless potential. Think of it like a seed. You plant it, you water it, and it's going to grow. That thing, like a plant, that potential, it's going to stay dormant in the ground unless you water it. So here's the question. What's the water for potential? And a lot of people don't realize that potential needs something to activate it. So what is the water for potential? Well, potential is watered by faith and action. Well, what's faith? Well, faith is complete trust and confidence in someone or something. And action is the process of doing it to achieve an aim, to achieve success. And when I began dating my wife, actually before I began dating my wife, my friend came up to me and he said, Jason, do you remember Carrie? Now, for those of you who haven't been listening to this podcast for long, I'm going to back up just a little bit here. My wife and I met at my friend's wedding. And I knew my buddy. She knew the bride. And the two of them were getting married. And we happened to be in the wedding. Well, he comes to me about a year and a half later. And he goes, do you remember Carrie? And I said, yeah, I remember her. And he goes, well, how would you like to go on a date with her? And I'm like, okay. I said, well, let me pray about it. It's one of those things that all good pastors will say, all good Christian boys will say, let me pray about it. Let me see if it's a good fit. See if it's a good idea. So I prayed and I thought, and no answer, nothing. About a week goes by and he goes, Jason, how about going on that date with Carrie? And I said, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. And he goes, Jason. And here's the funny thing. He ended up using my own sermon against me. He said, Jason, you have to have faith. You have to just get in the car and drive off a cliff, hoping the bridge is going to be there to carry you to the other side. That's what faith is. Faith is complete trust and confidence in something or someone. But it's the action. It's the doing something. It's taking aim at a target and shooting that arrow towards the target And if you keep your eye on the target, you're going to hit it. You're going to hit that mark. You know, Zig Ziglar, he once said, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. But the opposite is also true. If you aim at something and you set your sights towards it, you're going to hit it. You're going to accomplish it. So when we put both of these things in our life, when we take the faith, we take the action, we can achieve unlimited potential. And so we work towards something that has this potential, we're going to eventually succeed. And when I began writing, I knew that I would eventually achieve something that a lot of people want to accomplish, especially a lot of writers want to accomplish. They want to take their life to the next level. They want to get their message out there, but they don't take the time to sit down and write. And if I never would have written my first book, I probably wouldn't be on the board of directors of the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. I probably wouldn't have this podcast. And if I never made the decision to blog, I know I definitely wouldn't have this podcast. And I definitely wouldn't have a blog that is reaching people and changing lives. You know, when we work towards something that has the great potential, we're going to succeed. Even if it's a small amount of success, we're eventually going to succeed. But here's the deal. It's never going to come easy. It's never going to come quick. You know, never expect things to run smooth or simple. It just doesn't happen. Miles Monroe continues on in his book in page 3. He goes, nothing in life is instant. People think miracles are instant, but they're really not. They're just a process that has been sped up. Nothing God created is instant because God does not operate in the instant. It's not like the McDonald's thing. Think about the McDonald's. You order the burger, you get to the window, you get your burger. But if you go to a sit-down restaurant, think about this. Go to a sit-down restaurant, you order your burger, you have to wait for your burger. It's usually a much better burger. So he said, God does not operate in the instant. He's the God of potential principle. Everything begins as potential. He did not create a ready-made human race. The earth was not given an instant population. God made one person, not a million. He started with one seed. And that's the why. Your why is understanding that you can take one little idea and you can put a little bit of faith to it, a little bit of action to it, and you're going to find a whole world of possibility. You're going to find a whole world opening up. You know, we think everything has to be instantaneous. We think everything needs to be right now. And here's the deal. We are completely mistaken. We have gifts. We have talents. We have abilities. But to realize these are only tools to use in discovering what our potential is. Potential is the foundation. Think about this. Potential is the foundation in which our lives should be run. You know, if we want to have a successful life, we have to put our nose to the grindstone. We have to discover what our foundation is. Discover what our potential is. Don't listen to those who are going to bring you down. Listen to the dream that's on the inside of you. Because that dream is going to build from there. Because you only start with one seed, and that seed begins to blossom. Where does potential come from? Where do we go from here? Well, number one, as for myself, I'm a Christian. I believe that God gives us everything. Everything that was, everything that is, everything that exists. The voice that I have, the feelings that are on the inside of me. It all began with God. All began in His heart. And so before anything was created, there was only God. And God thought, and He had in His heart to have a race of people who love Him, who are called by Him, and who are for Him. And here's the deal. God knew the potential the human race had. God knew the potential that we as humans on earth would have. And one of the biggest things that God has given us is the desire to have not only a relationship with Him, because we're created in His image, but also that we would have limitless potential, that we could accomplish anything that we set our minds to. So in other words, that means there's not an end to what we can create, what we can come up with, what we can write, what we can discover. There's no end to how we can live our lives. There's no end to it. So the next time you sit down at the computer and you say, "Well, I'm gonna write this blog post," remember that it's God who gave you the inspiration to write. God's the one that put the message on the inside of you. Again, Dr. Miles Monroe said in the 9th page of his book, he goes, "When we describe God, we often say He's omnipotent." In other words, it means He's all-powerful. I like this. He goes, "Omnipotent means that God is always potent. Made up of two words, omni, always, and potent, meaning full of power. Omnipotent means that God is potentially everything. He has within Him the potential for all that is, was, or ever will be. He is omnipotent or omnipotent." And I think that's passed down to you and it's passed down to me. We may not be omnipotent, but we have that same power flowing on the inside of us because we are created in His very image. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, it's the very first book of the Bible, it says that God said, "Let us create man in our image according to our likeness." So if you want to know where your potential lies and you want to know what your potential is, that's where it begins. That's where it comes from. So if you want to know your potential, you want to find your passion in life, you first have to understand that it all began in the very heart of God. Now, if you're not a Christian and you don't believe in the Christian God, think of this as something that you are born with potential on the inside of you. And you have something deep inside your well that needs to bubble up and come out. And so when you put your pen to paper, or you put your voice to a microphone, or you create that video that you want to create, understand this, that the potential that you have first began deep in your heart. And that you have the power to get it out there for the world to see. So number one, we ask the question, what is potential? Which is dormant ability or reserved power, unused success, hidden talents. And in order to see our potential come to fruition, we have to put faith and action to it. Because nothing in life is instant. And then secondly, in order to really understand what our potential is, we have to know where it comes from. And that means our potential comes from God. Why? Because we're created in His image. And because out of God's heart, He flowed into us limitless potential that we can tap into, a deep well that we can draw upon to get the message that's on our heart to the world. And so number three, we have to know who we are meant to be. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't know who they are. They can tell you what they do. They can tell you where they live. They can tell you what they ate for breakfast. Maybe. I had banana. That's what I had. You know, people don't know who they are. They tell you what they do. They tell you how busy they are. They tell you the frustrations that they have. They tell you the joys that they have. They tell you some of the desires that they have. But they never can quite pinpoint. If you were to ask somebody, who are you? They have a hard time describing that. I was reading a story once about a sculptor and how he looks at a piece of clay and he starts chiseling here and he starts chiseling there and he starts moving this piece and stretching the clay this way and taking this chunk out. And before you know it, he has formed this beautiful masterpiece. You know, or when I was at the state fair, they have this wood carver. He takes this big old stump. And he takes this stump and he starts using a chainsaw and cutting large chunks of wood away. And he makes these beautiful eagles or a bear or what have you. And he makes these beautiful sculptures out of wood simply by cutting away the unused stuff. And the sculptor will tell you that they only see what that object they are creating is, not what it could be, not what it's going to become. He knew ahead of time what it is and how it's to be formed. You know, think about your writing. When you begin to write, do you understand what it is you're going to accomplish? And what your end product is going to look like and be when you're all said and done. That's how we need to think about our lives. You see, in retrospect, God knew ahead of time what it is that He had called us to be and how we were formed. He knew exactly. And listen to this very, very carefully. God knew exactly who we are meant to be. A lot of people, and maybe this is just me, a lot of people don't think they have something to offer the world. They get up, they go to work, they live life without knowing what's even out there for them. And you see that all the time. If you walk down the street, you're going to see people walking aimlessly. Why? Because they just live their life not fully realizing that they have a wealth of potential inside of them that they are never going to tap into. I wrote about on Monday how I look at a graveyard and I see tombstones. But I don't just see tombstones, I see unwritten books. I see unsung songs. I see untapped potential. And so many people will never, ever, ever, ever tap into that potential. You know, think. Remember back when you went to college. And I remember going to college. It was fun. It was scary. It was exciting. All at the same time. And, you know, but when you went to college, You believe that you're going to change the world and make a difference. But what happened? You got outside of the four walls of college and life began. And most people live a mediocre life once they get out of college. Most people think about a life that they could have had rather than a life that they can have. See, I believe there are many people who live a life of no potential. So many people live a life of no potential. And if we really want to help people go further in their walks, if we really want to help people take a deeper look inside of themselves, we have to begin to walk in the potential that God has given us. We need to first understand who we are. And once we begin to do that, once we know that, we can begin to put faith and action to that potential. You know, remember the movie Galaxy Quest? Never give up and never surrender. And if you have doubt in your life, your dreams aren't going to come to pass. So, my friends, don't give up. When you know who you are, you're not going to fail. You're only going to begin discovering your why for life. My friends, thank you so much for listening to today's show. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/071. And my friends, have a great week. God bless, and I will see you right here next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.
One thing I forgot to tell you. Yes, that's right. The episode is not over. I gotcha. Anyway, if you could do me one favor, my friends, and I would love for you to tell somebody about this show. I would love for you to just go to jbsism.com/071 and hit the share button. Click share on Facebook or Twitter, or click the email button and send it to a friend. Let this message be something. Let this message be something that you can give to somebody who has a message in their heart. Or maybe you know somebody who isn't living a life of full potential. This would be a great episode to share with them. And my friends, if you never want to miss out on another episode of this show, go to jbsism.com/iTunes and subscribe to the show there. And my friends, I can't wait until next week, because I know that God has so much in store for you. And remember, never give up, never surrender, and when you know who you are, you will not fail at anything, and you will begin to discover your why and your passion for life.